welcome to the game of Omar versus Gin Runner. The game between two players that are 1-1, definitely in almost a must-win situation for both sides. Looking to advance to the Final Eight does require at least a 4-2 record, if not better. There will be multiple players with the 4-2 record, though, so losing your two games early is going to hurt you for your strength of schedule for the tiebreaker of the group of 4-2 players. So both players looking for a win. Everyone knows Omar, definitely, you know, a strong contender every year to be in the Final Eight. Used to be one of the top players, and as he's garnered more and more interest in the game, there's been more and more players to compete with and you know, fighting for those top spots. Gin Runner's new to the game and will be taking a look at breaking into the top eight, or as a stretch goal for him, trying to see what he can do. So it should be an exciting game here between the experienced player and the young upstart. Taking a quick look at the opening that's already gone by, both gold started with an unbalanced setup with both horses on one side and rabbits behind the traps. Slight modification of the type of setup Fritzlin uses. Rabbits behind the traps tell you that gold is looking to attack. If you try to bring something back to hostage with that rabbit behind the trap, it's very easy to have that rabbit pulled into the trap and it becomes a liability there. Whereas if you're attacking and are moving to the opponent's side of the board, then you have a good chance of bringing that rabbit forward as a goal attack. So definitely broadcasts right up front that Gin Runner is planning on an aggressive attack. On the flip side, Omar started with a balanced setup. When I'm faced with an opponent that puts both horses on one side, I'm really tempted to put my camel over there right from the get-go, since the camel's natural target is those horses. But Omar, as silver, decides to stick with a balanced setup. Definitely seems interesting to me that I used to think of the balanced setup as being normal for gold and an unbalanced setup as a silver's tool for evening things out. But so far this tournament, I've actually seen a lot of the reverse, where gold decided to have an unbalanced setup, which I used to see as a disadvantage, and silver following up with a balanced setup. So definitely might not necessarily be as important of what your opponent does, but more what fits more in with your playing style. The first couple moves saw Gin Runner able to pull a dog off sides on 5G, pushing a dog towards the two horses. The horse is definitely interested in getting a dog to hold hostage or even frame on C3. Rather than trying to get the dog any further into a hostage position, gold was developing pieces on the other side of the board, and silver used the chance to pull the B2 rabbit up to B3. That's definitely a good delaying tactic, that the gold rabbit now gets in the way of trying to bring the silver dog towards C3, and will make things a little bit more difficult.
Hello there, Nombril.
Ah, hello.
Yes, I'm sorry to be late. I'm having problems with my machine.
Sure, not a problem. Let me know when you're available to do some chatting.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just getting the game up now. Would you like to just take me through how the game has started and progressed?
Sure. We had a balanced setup from gold, or sorry, an unbalanced setup from gold, and unbalanced setup from. I'm all mixed up after just going through everything. Basically, the gold started out with double horses on the west wing and brought the elephant over there and was able to get a silver dog pulled down a little ways. And then gold advanced on the other side to start developing positions. Now silver took the time to pull a rabbit up to B3. I'm kind of making a mess of any chances of gold taking a hostage, and or at least slowing that down, and see where we're going to go from here. One of the things I said on the opening was that gold put rabbits behind the trap, and probably means he's going to play an away game. And in the end, it seemed like gold did spend most of the opening moves trying to pull a piece back towards the C3 trap. So not sure if that was just what was available to Gin Runner, or if it's an example of a new player not quite realizing the ramifications of the setup that they selected.
Right. So, Gold, you're saying that Gin Runner Gold has been trying to pull pieces towards his own trap without much success.
Yep, that's correct. Not being able to get anything over there with much success, plus having a rabbit behind the see-through trap, to me lends itself to attacking, not trying to bring somebody back in the first place. So kind of a contradiction between the opening setup and the opening moves.
I see. I suppose it is in vogue at the moment to try an unbalanced setup. I mean, I remember not too long ago that the 99 of 9 setup was considered, you know, the safest of all. But then we started seeing unbalanced setups, and as in chess and indeed many other games, you can see people try an opening before they really understand its purpose. You know, it remains to be seen how well Gin Runner will execute that. We've had two very quick moves in succession, as I can see there, where Silver has been extricating his silver horse from the southwest, and then Gold has responded by trying to pull that same horse towards his eastern trap. So that would seem to leave the western wing very depleted. It's a very eastern-heavy position at the moment.
Yeah, I definitely like Gold's position right now. The c6 trap is vulnerable to attack by the gold horses that are positioned over here, so if things get tied up over at the f3 trap or the f6 trap, then Gold will have an advantage there. Plus, bringing a horse over to the camel at f3, when you look at the big pieces, that's the natural place to be holding a hostage, is to have the camel holding a horse hostage. Originally, Gold went after a dog, and bringing a dog back to the horses was, from a big piece standpoint, the correct pieces to be holding hostages. So that all makes sense. Just still, the whole strategy of having all those rabbits in the way is going to make actually holding a hostage difficult.
Yes. What for Gold?
Yeah, Gold would have a tough time holding a hostage with all the rabbits around. There's no place to put the hostage, a rabbit could be pulled into the trap, so a hostage taking would be a little bit more difficult.
I see, yes. Well, I was also surprised by this position because I'd seen it earlier in the day, in the sense that two elephants would get deadlocked and then two camels would get deadlocked somewhere else, or look to have the potential of doing so. Of course, now we look as though we're going to have, for the next couple of moves at least, both the elephants and both the camels on both sides of the board, on the same side of the board, when actually what should be happening is, of course, the horse is being fed off to the camel, so that then the elephant can go off and do things elsewhere.
Yeah, it's definitely a choice that each player makes, is whether they want, and it's a very strong attack, to attack with your elephant and your camel together. So, you know, definitely makes sense to have them both on the same side. But here we see a completely different direction going on. On 10S, Silver tried to retreat with a horse over towards C6, which I think was totally the right thing to do. You saw the same thing you saw, that C6 was looking kind of weak, and so brought a horse back over. And Gold's response was to quick take the B6 square with its horse before the Silver horse got there. 11S, I think, is going to be a little bit too late, because the camel's not going to be able to get all the way over to the gold horse. So now, after 12G, Gold has a pretty reasonable elephant horse attack at C6.
Well, yes, and this is precisely the elephant horse attack scenario that is every player's dream, really. And quite interesting to see how that position has come up, because in trying to save his horse, Omar appears to have given away a very strong position there.
Yeah, definitely it's not a lost position. He'll be able to move his elephant over to c5, but the danger there is that Gin Runner could give up the horse that's at c6 and push the silver elephant south two squares and trade an elephant for the horse. Trade the camel for the horse.
So of course, when you're coming from chess, you immediately think that, oh, queen for rook, I've got to have that. Is a horse for camel trade such an advantage, do you think?
Depends on what else is going on the board. In this case, before that 13G, I would have gone for it. Yeah, you've got your horse there at c6, but with the elephant over there, the silver camel can go over to g6, and you know, you're kind of stalemated still. You don't have something else to get going right away. So we'll see what goes on. You know, still at this point as gold, I'd be tempted to push that camel south twice, but silver has a chance to get away now. So the race that's going on right now is that gold wants to get enough pieces up by c6 that the gold horse can't get pushed back out. So if the horse, the silver horse, comes over to c6, c6 is going to be the only place to go, then silver has the chance to pull the gold horse away from b6 and replace it with the silver horse. But we'll see. I don't think there'll be enough time, because once those rabbits get up next to the horse, then it's really tough to dislodge that horse without getting your camel back there.
Yeah, well, I think gold's mind is on a completely different track here, because we're seeing Jin Runner really advancing his rabbits right all the way up to the other side of the board there on the eastern flank. And he just didn't seem to be worried too much about the camel and horse exchange. It looks like he's thinking that he can get some goal threats soon, but looking at Silver's back two ranks, and there are no holes, and it's an unbroken line of rabbits, and I don't really see how much can be done to really force a rabbit through there. Do you think that was what Jin Renner was thinking there, Nombril, or do you think he had something else in mind?
No, I think he has taken a very reasonable plan. He's got the horse in a great position, and there on 15G, he just locked it in. He put some rabbits up behind the horse, not as a way to score a goal immediately, but as a way to prevent Silver from dislodging the horse from that square. So, you know, that's what the goal was with those series of moves, was to lock in that position rather than trading the horse for the camel, which in that position I would have gone, just because there wasn't enough other gold pieces advanced yet. And I would have been tempted to do the trade, but this was definitely a close second and a reasonable approach to take, because now that gold horse is definitely locked in there and you know, should have a chance to, you know, cause some problems. So I mean, even here, something like this, so 15s, Silver used the through the trap defense, has gotten his elephant out of direct c6 defense, but really can't leave that wing, because with, you know, there's no other helpful pieces by c3, so the silver elephant still is forced to stay on that side of the board.
Yes. We're having talk from the chat room about that move on 13g, whereby gold could have taken the material that was offered. Maybe gold didn't see that, or just thought that this plan would be better. We've just seen 16G, whereby gold has actually pushed, to be more precise, Silver's horse back into the trap. And I'm not sure exactly what gold thinks he can achieve with the C6 trap is quite secure. There are no immediate rabbit threats. There are too many pieces in the region, and okay, having a horse there is good. It's an asset, but with all the pieces still on the board, I don't know. Maybe you could explain to me, Nombril, how that would be an advantage in its own right.
So I think the reason Jin Renner could have pushed that horse back there is being concerned that more silver pieces could come through the C6 trap, and silver could go for an elephant horse attack of their own around C3. So, you know, that was definitely a silver threat there. I would have been tempted on 16G to have done a quick jig to put the B5 rabbit up to B7, but it's much too late for that now. Gold silver on 16S when it hadn't filled in all that space to prevent any further advance on that side.
Yeah, so gold is moving very quickly. Gold has about 13 minutes of reserve time now, whereas Omar has 3 minutes.
Omar has 8 minutes.
Even no more. Yes, what did I say?
Omar has 8 minutes. If you mouse over the reserve time, it's a 3-minute max per move, but does have more than that banked up.
Ah, I'm sorry. Okay, I see. Gin Runner does have is moving quite quickly, was what I meant to say. And he's moved the silver horse down one step and also tried to secure his C3 trap with a rabbit. We were talking about the potential for an elephant horse attack. Silver could get his horse down quite fairly quickly to that part of the board, but it's very difficult to see how they would be positioned ideally, because ideally you want your but Silver has decided against that. He's just moving the horse back, probably to defend against any silver horse down to the F3 trap, and is moving the camel towards that side of the board. What was behind the camel move?
I guess a couple comments there. Once the gold elephant switched over to C5, I didn't think silver had much of a chance anymore to go for an attack, elephant horse attack. So that was, you know, what was going on there. The silver camel's trying to cross back over to the C6 trap, because if the silver camel can get to C6, that's the right piece to be dealing with that gold horse. It's buried under those rabbits, but the silver camel's able to stay on C6, then it would have a chance to hostage that gold horse. So I think gold on that turn probably would have been better off on 18G, moving the elephant all the way over to D6.
To prevent the camel getting to the eastern side of the board, right?
Yep, exactly.
Which is precisely what's happened on 18S. So silver has moved the camel right into the C6 trap, and that camel's in no danger of falling in because it's got two silver pieces either side, keeping. And meanwhile, gold has to think about how to stop that horse being captured, because the horse can't move anywhere. It's completely hemmed in by both its own pieces and the opponent's, which would seem to mean that gold's elephant, for the moment, must stay on D6. Which would surely give silver opportunities to do things in different parts of the board. Meanwhile, gold appears to be thinking about attacking the north east. The northeast. Not sorry, I've got my west and east mixed up. Attacking the F6 trap square. It seems to be
Yeah, definitely. Now that the silver camel crossed over to get at that horse, that's, you know, the natural option for the gold camel is say, okay, I'll race here to F6 and see if I can get a control here while you're taking a hostage. And there's definitely that trade-off between trying to accomplish something versus defend, and you always have to, you know, make that judgment of which one you can do faster.
I
lost you there. What was that? So at this point, I'm definitely liking the silver position. It's going to be just a couple steps here to rotate. Oh, that was a nice move. So we were sitting here watching the gold advance is attacking F6, and just very quickly changed gears there, crossed the board, and is now threatening capture on C3. Definitely a reasonable move to be making. Tough to run away anywhere, and now that the silver camel came over. Okay,
yes, I'm back.
Yeah, we just had a quick exchange of sides there with the gold camel, and kind of changes the attention for what's going to happen.
It's interesting that silver's pieces are all really pushed into that northwestern quadrant, and perhaps that's part of the rationale behind the huge rabbit advance in the west. It really does hamper Silver's movement, because you can see there's two horses, the camel, and the elephant are all stuck up that corner of the board, and because of the horse hostage basically on b6, gold's elephant is really tied to that part of the board. And it'll be interesting to see what the rest of the pieces can do, because gold's elephant, sorry, gold's horse on d3 is relatively free, so is the camel. What's the camel doing on c4, do you think?
Oh, it came across on the previous move to threaten the horse. The horse had been sitting on c5.
Oh, I see, right. Sorry, I missed that.
Don't know if gold's trying to figure out a way to take control of c3 still, or force everybody to stay over there, or if gold's going to go ahead and, well, on 21g, gold didn't go back across, so definitely planning on staying there for a little while longer anyway. As gold out on that last move was a lot of developing,
Well, that last move was what?
just developing more pieces towards the swarm, bringing the cats over. I would have been pretty tempted to bring my horse over to f6, or at least threaten to come to f6 with it, just because it would have been the stronger piece over there. I guess silver is going to be quickly able to bring a horse over there too. So, I mean, there's this huge concentration at c6. But right now, hasn't given either one an advantage yet. I think very quickly, though, silver should be able to work out a way to take that gold horse hostage. But silver should be able to take that hostage, but gold has all those rabbits piled up, and those cat steps were there to threaten to swarm in c6 and rotate out the gold elephant if silver leaves with his elephant.
I see. I still can't get my head around this rabbit formation. Have you ever seen a formation, a block of rabbits that far advanced before?
Oh sure, anytime you have a swarming position, it's definitely worth throwing a bunch of rabbits up there if you're trying to blockade somebody in to prevent them from leaving. I mean, it's definitely a two-edged weapon here, in that if you lose some pieces and lose control of it, they're big liabilities. But on the other hand, if the silver camel does take the gold horse hostage, all those rabbits will be great for helping to eventually protect the trap. So here I think Omar is going to come out ahead on that maneuver. On 21s, he had created a flanks for exactly that reason that we just saw for 22s. He'd created a flank so that the horse is sitting there, is safe on c6, because the camel can't be dislodged, that there's the phalanx. Okay, so definitely some jockeying for position here. Silver's still trying to get that horse hostaged, and in doing so needs to get some of the other pieces out of the way. And now on 24g, I think the camel can come back to c4. Okay, yep, brought it right back over. Another option there would have been to flip the camel over to e6 to get it away from the horse. But instead is going to threaten capture on c3. The block of rabbits, silver rabbits, right now, to me, is causing more of a problem to silver than the block of gold rabbits is causing to gold.
What would Silver like to do without those rabbits?
Mean, they can't step out of the way to hostage that gold horse on b7, so one of those rabbits is going to have to move over to c seven to make room for the gold horse to be hostaged.
It's possible though, isn't it?
Sure, it's possible, but it takes an extra couple steps. He's going to need all four steps to do the hostaging, and like that, just what he did. But the disadvantage to it is that the rabbit now is sitting on c7, and that rabbit can be pulled into the c6 trap, and that, not on this turn because of the phalanx, but if a friendly gold piece ever makes its way over to c5, you know, then it'll be pretty good to go. Yeah, I think Gin Runner on 25G missed a chance to flip the silver camel away, and 25S, you know, Omar taking advantage of finally having a free step to, or free whole move to get that hostage position.
Yes, yeah, so Gold clearly wants to try and swarm F6 now, because I imagine that that race would be won faster, well, it would be won by Gold between F6 and C3, because it's going to take Gold a little while to get into position for an elephant and horse attack. Do you reckon that Gold is sort of accepting this situation in the northwest and trying different things now?
Yeah, I think at this point now, silver is winning positionally, and yeah, I'm not sure I like attacking at F6 with the camel right away. I would have been really tempted to bring the horse over still, just because there's so many other pieces that the camel can still attack, that if you know, if a horse is used somewhere by C6 still, then the camel can come back over, and having both the horse and the dog attacking at F6, that to me seems a bit stronger. But if the silver horse and the silver elephant go back towards F6, then it'll be okay. I mean, the other real problem with that 26G is that silver this time could scoop up the gold camel towards and push it to F5.
Yes, I think that has to be the better option for silver than attempting the C3 trap. And also, silver's horse on C5, that is performing an important role. But if silver were to go for the camel now, then gold might very quickly have to start making some decisions about whether.
I lost that last bit there, but yeah, on 26S, if silver goes for the gold camel, then you know he would be offering to trade the camel for the horse, that the silver horse would be gone, would be traded away. The gold rabbits that are massed now, the one disadvantage to having that many rabbits piled up together is that gold can't get at the silver camel to pull it very well, to pull it out. The only tactic that's going to be available is if silver leaves with both the horse and the elephant and goes over towards F6 or attacks towards C3, the one tactic that Gin Runner has available would be to move the B5 rabbit to C5 and then use the remaining three steps to cross the trap with the elephant and push the silver camel away.
There isn't going to be moved away from.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you there. You seem to be having some problems with your microphone. So yeah, if Omar leaves with both the horse and the elephant, that does give some gold some chances at C6, but if he doesn't leave with them, then that's going to give gold some chances at F6. So certainly not going to be a lost position for either side yet, but definitely I think Omar has a stronger position with the hostage. So we'll see if this works out for Omar. Definitely the easy choice, or the obvious option for gold is to take the camel for horse hostage trade that's being offered. Another option would be to move the gold dog forward to unfreeze the gold camel, and that gold camel could cross back over towards C6. And 27G does see Gin Runner go after that horse. So declining the trade and coming back over to try to harass C6 some more.
So right now, silver needs to defend against the horse capture. But of course, for yes, like that. But of course, for gold, gold only would want to dislodge that horse from c5. That would be advantage enough. But of course, he's not going to be able to do that this move. Silver's come back with the elephant and push the camel back over towards the east. I'd imagine that gold could save that quite easily, as gold has chosen to do with the dog, and very quickly, only in 21 seconds, has he decided to do that. Their first impression is that silver might be able to scoop up some more pieces, but gold seems to have quite a good swarm going there on f6. I'm not sure if silver can rely on having control of that f6 square for much longer.
I think silver is still pretty safe at f6, the key difference being the position of the gold horse. Earlier I'd been talking about bringing that gold horse over to help the attack at f6, just because now it's, you know, has a chance to help out with the attack at f6. Right now the dogs are only able to help unfreeze the camel, whereas the horse would have been able to actually attack the dogs. Well, Omar, certainly had plenty of time on the reserve, but that two-step move, I'm not sure what that was trying to accomplish.
Well, yes, because now, in any case, even if the c5 horse is gone, it will take 5 steps for Silver to realize the threat on the gold horse that is now hostaged. So that's quite interesting. So that would make gold's elephant freer to try and stop silver's elephant from playing any games with its pieces over in the east. In the chat room thinks it could be a missend on Omar's part. Really see what that move could serve.
I think it was more likely the time pressure that move. A couple times ago when it was into the yellow with less than 30 seconds left to move, that could have been this move. Remember, we've got the two move delay, so he might have just on 26s, and when we saw that on 26s, that was actually 28s and just didn't have enough time to come up with a better plan. The folks in the chat room were suggesting for 28s he could have put one of the gold rabbits into c6, and I think that probably, you know, it certainly would have been better than what he actually did. That silver horse that had been on d6 is going to be needed at f6. Both the gold horses are over there, and having the silver horse to help defend over there would have been, you know, much more helpful.
Well, Ron Weasley probably joking and saying maybe it's a brilliant goal threat we don't see. But now he says that, I'm looking at gold's defense on the west. And apart from the pieces, he's got very few rabbits back there. So I'm wondering if perhaps Silver is at least keeping in his back pocket the idea of charging down the c-file with the silver rabbit if Gold's pieces get too busy with messing around in the east there. But now we have a dog frame. So that would appear to be a mistake from Silver in letting that happen.
Yeah, Gold definitely walked into that frame. Attacking with the dog right down the middle is definitely a risky place to be. Not only is it close to the elephant, it could have been hostaged. You know, there's a lot of things that could happen. So that's, you know, again, a matter of, hey, if you would have had a horse that could have attacked it at g6, you know, it'd be a much stronger attacking position. We've got a, you know, trade situation here. Gold could elect to push the silver horse towards c3, and I think would be able to get away with capturing the horse and still freeing the camel in order to, you know, help out. So I think should be able to see, because it's gold's move on 30g would threaten the horse now, and then 31s the camel would get pulled out of the way, and then it would take 2 steps to capture the horse, and I guess you could sacrifice another dog to save the camel, or would need to back off with, use all 4 steps to back off with the camel and the dog, and then that gives Well, there wouldn't be enough time for Silver to get back, so it just would be a matter if Gold could successfully retreat with the gold dog and camel.
If Silver, in response to Gold pushing the silver horse down to c4, were to push the gold camel over to g6, how would Gold extricate his camel from that position? Could Silver have a camel hostage of his own?
Yeah, he doesn't need. He wouldn't be able to get it safe, but he would be able to capture the horse and then get back in time to prevent the capture.
I see, and he wouldn't necessarily lose the horse out of that because Silver's blocked his own trap.
Well, that was a nice force step on 30G. Getting that dog over there makes it that much easier for Gold to retreat with the camel. Okay, so if he pulls the camel back to the E-file, E5, then he'll be able to use the dog to retreat the camel. If he pushes it, he could advance a rabbit and retreat the camel and the dog, and give up a dog and a rabbit out of the deal. And of course there's that too. I was looking at all the moves for 30S as being the elephant staying where it was, but that was a nice move to pull it like that, threatening to capture out an F6 and getting in the way of retreating it.
Yes, and also by moving the rabbit out of the trap, there's also a threat against the horse now. That horse can also die in one move, so Gold, in getting his camel to safety by moving his elephant, is actually going to have to sacrifice that gold horse over on B7. So, it seems like Gold's in a bit of a pickle now.
Okay, so Gold going all in and going ahead and pressing on with the attack, and the other dog can be framed on this move.
Which is indeed exactly what Silver does. That dog is gone. Sorry, not the dog. The horse is now gone in C3 if Gold wants to. He can just push with two steps and move right back with the elephant with the third step to defend against his own horse being captured from B7. That would lose the dog, of course. And I think then the question would be how safe the camel is. Could Gold capture the horse on C3 and then come back to defend the camel from capture in C6, sorry, no, F6? What do you think?
Yeah, I think Gold's definitely in trouble here. I mean, on this move, Omar could hostage on 32G, yeah. For 32S, then, once the silver horse is captured, the gold camel can be hostaged on E7, and the gold elephant immediately has to protect both sides. And that was a good 32G, trying to make the best of it. Does prevent the gold camel from being hostaged because all four steps need to be used to capture the dog. Definitely think Gold needed to have taken the horse at that point. Letting it go wouldn't have helped save anything, but still in a tough position here to try to save everything. The one chance Gold does have is if he's able to close up C6. It's with that silver rabbit advanced, if the rabbit gets pushed into C6, and then just a cat is needed to come up to fill in at C5 and can, wall off C6 and make it safe from capture and get his elephant out to fight with the silver elephant. can't hear you, Joel. Yeah, this is going to be trouble now. I'd have to go back to look at that 33G, but definitely Omar found the flaw in that move, and it was looking really good now, being able to fork the camel like that. 35G, I'm not sure why moving the horse all the way over there. I think his only chance here is to have tried to block off C6, and he's going to want to use the horse to do that. But yeah, having one horse hostage and now going to lose the camel, I'm down a lot of pieces now. Not an insurmountable position, but especially with the prospects of walling off C6, there's still a chance there that C6 can get walled off and at least free up the gold elephant, but the gold elephant won't have too much help left after both dogs and now the camel are going to be captured. To successfully wall off C6, I think you're going to need to use the gold horse on D6, or else I guess your other option is to just forget about the pieces at C6 and try to do some sort of attack at F6. Normally, if you swarm under an opponent on one trap, that's can be a pretty big advantage. Usually, though, you typically see it with the opponent's elephant being swarmed under holding a camel. In this situation, with the camel being holding the horse hostage, it's not quite as drastic of a problem to be swarmed under on that trap. So that 36G to try to capture that rabbit, I think that was a mistake. I think that silver rabbit is more helpful in the C6 trap to help bottle things up. Silver now, Omar can just scoop up that gold horse and threaten the horse and the rabbit at F3, and it's going to be tough.
Definitely. And now it looks as though the, one or other of the horses is likely to disappear on the next move. So can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yep, definitely. Can't protect both of them now. I mean, I suppose the cat, the gold cat, could come up to E6, but that won't save it for long.
So finally, Gold's elephant completely abandons the C6 trap, and therefore the B7 elephant to its fate. And in fact, the advanced rabbit on C4 is looking to be an advantage for silver, if silver should wish to use it, and of course if gold decides against capturing it. And as Ron said in the chat remote, this time again, experience was the deciding factor on this one. I think Jinrun is a very attacking player, and I admire him for trying that rabbit advance. I think it's quite a flamboyant, quite a different strategy, and I'm sure that that he had more experience, that he'd be quite good at carrying that sort of thing to its ultimate goal.
Yeah, I don't think those rabbits advanced on the A and B file were a problem. I don't think they, took away from the attack at all. I think it was more what got him in trouble was advancing a camel on the east wing too early before it was time to attack there.
Certainly. And again, his strategy was good. Just perhaps the more short-term tactics, making sure that none of his pieces would be hostaged or in danger, the sort of little things that you can only tend to pick up with experience. And I think we can expect to see some good play from Jinrun in the future as well.
Yep, definitely.
So Silver at the moment is mopping up the position, has in very quick succession captured a horse on B7, and now a rabbit from the formation on the A and B files. Gold, in the meantime, I don't know what Gold can be thinking right now. I'm imagining that Gold's just going to, just take the only option that looks as if it, might, if Silver makes a mistake, lead to some sort of advantage. Of course, time is also another consideration. Maybe the game will simply end on time with Gold trying to find a way out.
Yeah, looking for anything to create some pressure and to do something, but that move is going to be tough. Omar on 39S can just pull the rabbit aside just like that, and there's not enough defenders left.
So let's have a look there. I suppose gold could move the cat east 4 steps, and that would cut in front of the silver rabbit, but that would leave his c3 trap relatively unguarded. So in the end, all of those advanced rabbits are making for a very bare defense. So if silver can get any rabbits down to the front there, then it's pretty much game over for gold. So for silver to advance rabbits in the center here would, you know, be unstoppable, really.
Yep, definitely a matter of confidence when you decide to, you know, go for all-out coal attack versus, you know, mopping things up and trying to capture a few more pieces.
Yeah, so the game is really silver's now, and so just to see exactly how Omar will decide to end it. So we have a rabbit frame on c6. But maybe that's more about getting the dog down there to force the h-file rabbit through, I don't know. But either way, it stops Gold's elephant from moving and gumming things up. But then again, at this stage, Gold is going to do anything he has to stop the goal.
Yeah, I think to try to find one little thing in the position for Gold on 41G, I would have been tempted to cross with the horse all the way over to the G file. If you're able to, you know, get a second piece next to F6, then, you know, that's the chance you need to break a goal through there. To, you know, putting that rabbit into F6 advanced it. And at this stage in the game, when you're looking to score a goal, framing a rabbit on your home trap on Omar's part probably, you know, isn't all that helpful of a move. So Omar decided.
Horse has been frozen, sandwiched in between the silver elephant and camel. But now Gold seems to have, well, maybe the shadow of an opportunity up on the h-file, and now he's moving up with the cat, keeping the silver rabbit frozen, and trying to see if there's a way for his own rabbit to get through there. So we're seeing, even in the, you know, dying embers of the game, a little bit of counterplay here from Gold.
Yep, silver not at all concerned though. Just went ahead and captured that horse. And I think we'll probably end up scoring on the H file there, that rabbit will be able to get knocked loose and score.
Yeah, so just looking there, all I could possibly see is that the cat could push the silver rabbit down one and move over to unfreeze the rabbit. But no, Gold has decided instead to shore up the defenses on that side of the board a little bit more. But of course, his southwest is completely bare. Silver could just advance his d-file rabbit 4 spaces, and that would look pretty unstoppable as well. Okay, so game is finished. We've received the last moves, and that was indeed what Silver did, moving the silver rabbit forward 4. And Gold tried gallantly to force a rabbit through there on the H file, but in the end he was overstretched and couldn't defend against both rabbit threats. So both players are now in the chat room, and if either of them would like to come into the studio and join us for a little chat, then that would be great. And well done to Omar, his experience won the day there, and well done to Ginrunner as well. For being an all-out attacking player and giving it the best he had. So thanks very much to both players for an entertaining game.
Thanks for joining me for the commentary, Joel. Thanks to our sponsors, Z-Man Games and the IG Game Center and WYPS. Great to have support for our tournament, and I'm looking forward to some more exciting games today and over the next couple months.
And thank you very much, Eric, for covering for me when my equipment failed me. But again, it's nice to supplement this game with commentary. And it's also good to see everybody in the chat room giving their two cents throughout the game. And hope to continue that with future games.
Okay, I'm signing off here. We'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, look after yourself. Take care.